Self-preservation, the state or act of focusing on oneself. Self-preservation is really an aspect of idolatry. Listen to these scriptures here. Truly, truly, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. That's John 12:24. Whoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Luke 17:33. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1. When we consider the above passages, we get a sense of God's perspective on sacrifice and self-preservation. Now, obviously, there is no need for another sacrificial lamb to be offered for sin or acceptance. So what then is the takeaway from these verses? What does God, in His unceasing desire for our glory, expect of us? Certainly not forced slavery. Why does a person make wrong decisions? There is an element of ignorance at work. It may be ignorance of all the initial investments necessary. It may be ignorance of stipulations. It may be ignorance of certain costs. It may be ignorance of the magnitude and implication of the decision. But only in rare cases does a person decide to do something that opposes their self-interests. So we come back to the truth of the following statement. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6a. How many times do you hear this excuse for a child's poor decisions and bad behavior? He didn't know any better. Well, there's a lot of truth to that excuse. Lack of knowledge or ignorance is the foundation for bad decisions and failure. So what does this argument have to do with sacrifice and self-preservation? Everything. Since God loves us, He would never ask us to do anything that would hurt us. He has instructed us in the above verses to sacrifice ourselves. The only reason that we would not follow His instruction is if we do not believe that such action is in our best interest. Such a belief is an aspect of ignorance. We don't really grasp, or we don't fully grasp, the power and glory of the law of seed, time, and harvest. To the extent which we do, we sow ourselves into the kingdom of God.